Why do you say, O Jacob, and complain, O Israel? One of the things to bear in mind with Isaiah and with any Hebrew poetry is that the lines are arranged with an understanding that they're related to one another, and that the second line either expresses an identical thought to the first line, or it says something very similar and extends the thought of the first line, or that it says just the opposite of the first line. In this case, it's very similar, so it extends the first line. So the question is, why do you say, O Jacob? Jacob being the person, as we talked about, one of the patriarchs. And complain, O Israel. Jacob became called Israel. God changed his name and said he would be called Israel as well as Jacob. And so those two are interchangeable. And when we get to the word complain, we get some sense of the tone of what they're saying, what the people of Israel are saying. They're not merely asking a question, but they're really complaining when they ask it. And from the tense of the verbs, it becomes clear that this isn't a one-time question, but rather these are ongoing questions, ongoing statements of complaint, in which the people say, my way is hidden from the Lord. That is, he doesn't know what my circumstances are. When the Old Testament talks about my way, it's another way of talking about our way of life. We live our lives, our circumstances. And what they're saying is that they complain. Of injustice, which is a pretty stiff charge to level against God. And it's not a true one either. God was not ignorant of their circumstances. He was not unaware of what was happening to them. Nor was he treating them unfairly. He cared about what was happening to them. Suffer, he came back to this question, why do bad things happen to good people? And his assumption was that either God was all good, and therefore that this was not in keeping with his character, or that if he was all good, he was limited, and he just couldn't intervene in every situation. Because he couldn't reconcile the two historic truths of orthodoxy, that is that God is both good and God is all-powerful. and he couldn't imagine that an can really truthfully claim that we know and understand God completely. Not one of us. Not one of us truthfully. All of us have limited understanding. So Isaiah asks, "Do you not know? Have you not heard?" Repeating the questions that he asked in verse 21. Remember who the Lord is. Remember that the Lord is the everlasting God, the creator of the ends of the earth. Now, when Isaiah asks those two questions, he's not asking them with any expectation that the people would not know. He knows that they know this, but that they're not taking it into account. They're not taking into account that God is the everlasting God, the creator of the ends of the earth. That is, that he is not like them, that he is not like us, that he is completely other than we are, and therefore that God can act when he chooses, how he chooses, and that it's not up to us to decide the timing or the means. Those are God's and God's right to assume and decide alone. The answers to these questions have been available for a long time. God can do what he wants, when he wants. And what may seem like a delay, not esteem, or ever means that he is aware, quite that he is unable. Came across that quote, tired or weary delay, when of who he is, 2 Peter. And Bob was standing, the delay, he's God's judgment. Does that mean he's unknowable? No. That's not going to end the creation. It means that some things about him, timetable, is God, and that there's a good reason. Paul talked about that in Romans 1. Now, while a created world, character, not part of the revealed himself, that's the through creation and through Scripture. But those are not comprehensive or exhaustive revelations of God. They are partial. And so we must accept that we don't know, that our understanding is limited. So far from being worn out or exhausted, God is actually the source of strength. He has more than he needs for himself. He has enough for himself and more. And so he is not limited, but rather is the source of our strength and of theirs. From the Lord. When Isaiah says he gives strength to the weary and increases the power of the weak,